99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Veronica. So a couple days ago, we talked to Carly because we were talking about this story, how more Americans are quitting their jobs than ever before. Economy's good, and they're walking out of their jobs, starting their own businesses. So Carly called, remember, and said, it's funny you guys are talking about this because I'm driving to work right now, and I'm going to quit my job. Obviously, she has to be on the voice disguiser, so her boss and everybody at work didn't know that she was on her way to quit. Well, Carly joins us now, and she has an update. Carly, you went in to quit your job. You were just going to walk out. What happened?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was going to quit my job on Tuesday, and I called to tell you guys what was going on. And when I got to the office that morning, I was excited to quit my job. And when I arrived, all of my belongings at my desk had been boxed up, and I actually ended up getting fired. So what happened was, I guess one of my coworkers heard me talking to you guys that morning. I don't know how, but they kind of knew anyway that I was going to leave because I was just having problems with my boss, and a lot of people knew that. And when I went in on Tuesday morning, they said, we're sorry, but you're fired. So I ended up quitting and losing my job at the same day.
Wow.
Now, this is crazy. Now, this isn't how Carly sounds in everyday life. We have her on the voice disguiser. But even through the voice disguiser, you're saying that people picked up who you were, went to your boss, and he's like, I'll just fire her as soon as she gets here.
They heard me talking to you guys, and I went in that morning, and everything was boxed up, and they escorted me out of the building and said goodbye. So I ended up losing my job, but I was going to quit anyway.
Is there just a little piece of you that's disappointed that you didn't get to, do your, I quit speech?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's something we all kind of want to experience once in life, going in and quitting and saying, screw you, I'm out of here. But I kind of felt that way anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah, I sort of feel like when you promise yourself you're going on the farewell tour, you got to go on the farewell tour.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, Carly, good luck with your new business, and I hope you stay in touch with us, all right?
I will. Thank you, guys.